Hello everyone, this is Wendy in the woods, and I thought I'd do something different. I'm in bed before going to sleep, and I'm horny. I'm really horny. And I wanted to tell you guys a story, a true story, a true sexy story, while I rub my clit. And if all goes as planned, I will come in real life at the same point that I come in the story. So let's give this a shot. Okay, so this is the story of the first time I had an orgasm. So I'm a freshman in college, which for those non-American listeners, that's 18, which I know is a little bit late to have your first orgasm, but that's not the point. I had tried before to masturbate, and nothing was really happening down there. I remember being very confused the first time I got wet, because no one really told me about that part, and, like, my boyfriend at the time also didn't really know about that part. We knew what sex was, but didn't know that wetness was a thing that happened to girls, and that was months and months and months previous. And so I go off to college and I meet this boy, and I was sort of on the fence about him. You know, he was cute, but not quite my type. And he, just sort of had a campy sense of humor, and I was more interested in one of his friends, but the friend was nowhere to be found at the point in the night where I was presented with the choice to either go home with this boy or go back to my dorm room. And so I went to his dorm room because I was, you know, a little curious. So we go to his room, and we had been talking, and we had kissed a few times, and he was a really good kisser, which sort of made my ears perk up, because if you're a good kisser, you definitely have my attention. And I mentioned that I had never had an orgasm, and I had, you know, at this point, because other boyfriends had tried. I had slept with a few people before this point, and some of them had tried more enthusiastically than others. But, so I, having had people sort of try with their hands and with their cocks, and having myself just try with my hands and to no real success, I just sort of flippantly tell this guy, almost cockily, in a sort of challenge type of way, like, yeah, you know, I've never had an orgasm. I don't think I can. I think I'm just one of those people. I think my bits are just broken. And he goes, I actually remember exactly what he says. He's like, whoa, you never double-clicked your own mouse? which I found kind of funny, but also kind of odd. But, I don't know, maybe he saw it as a challenge as well, but we watched a movie in his bed, and then, you know, he sort of nudged the laptop screen closed with his foot and turned to me, and we started making out. And I'm lying on my back when he sort of climbs off me and lies on his side facing me, and he props himself on his elbow, and he goes, I'd really like to finger you, is that okay? And I said, yeah, sure, but, I mean, I might disappoint you, because I'm not sure anything's gonna happen. And he's like, oh, it's never a disappointment to touch you, and if it doesn't feel good, just let me know. And I said, okay. And, you know, we kiss a little bit more as his hand goes down my pants. I think I had actually taken off my pants by this point, so I was just in my undies, and I think he was in his boxers, but we both had our shirts on, and he sort of just, like, kind of lightly stroked my inner thighs, and then started lightly stroking the outside of my cunt, and I was already a little bit wet from how good of a kisser he was, and I was immediately embarrassed, because this was, you know, oh god, the wetness again. I started to close my legs a little, and he was like, does this hurt? And I said, no, I just, it's wet, and He goes, "Yeah, I know," in this, like, excited voice. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "That's a good thing." And I said, "It is?" And he goes, "Oh, honey." And he just kind of laughs. And he's like, "Yeah, it is. It's a very good thing. It means you're turned on." And I said, "Oh, I didn't know that was a thing." And he sort of chuckled. And so he puts just his index finger just like the littlest bit inside me, and like not even to the first knuckle, just the tiniest bit, and I'm getting wetter by the second just from this light yet very expert touch. And he pulls his finger out, puts it back in about the same amount, very, very light, very teasing, and my hips just start to kind of rise up off the bed by themselves, and I'm just like, "God, this feels really good." And he brings his middle finger in there a little bit and just starts like stroking the outside of my cunt a little more, and just getting me wetter and wetter, and slowly drags his index finger over my clit, and his finger is really wet. Just like I am now. And like my finger is right now. And the feeling of his wet finger on my clit, just sort of lightly grazing it, just a light caress, barely any pressure at all. I did that thing where like my whole ass and lower back clenches and my shoulders and my legs sort of rose up off the bed, and I was like, "Oh my God." Didn't say a word though. Was just sort of like gasping quietly and being like, "I can't. What are these sensations?" And he starts rubbing my clit, and I'm like, "Okay, well, good luck there." But I even as I'm thinking that, my clit is like waking up under his fingers, and it's becoming more and more sensitive, and something about the way he's rubbing it, the pressure, and the tempo. And the movement of his fingers, it's just his pointer finger, and I guess he brings his middle finger in there too. Yeah, he does. And it's a round and round, a back and forth, and he does this like he curls his outermost knuckles just the tiniest bit, like not even in a full come here motion, just like the lightest bit as he's pressing down on it, like at the same point in the little circles he's making on my clit. And I'm like, my toes are curling and uncurling, and I can't really stay still, and I'm just feeling like this is amazing, and no one's ever touched me like this before. And I sort of hit a plateau at one point, and I sort of have this, you know, self-defeatist attitude, and where it's not feeling any better, and I'm afraid it's going to go away, and I sort of regain my breath a little bit and say, "Oh, I'm sorry," and I'm about to suggest that we should just stop, and he goes, "Oh, nothing to be sorry about, don't be. I mean, does this hurt? Do you want me to stop?" And I said, "Well, no, but I mean, you probably want to stop." And he's like, "Oh, just, you shush." And I'm about to protest and explain that, well, you're not going to make me come, and it's going to make you pouty or angry the way other guys have been pouty or angry when they were not successful. And then it picks back up again, and the sensations return even stronger. And I'm like, he's like moving his fingers just the tiniest bit faster and pressing the tiniest bit harder, and my hips are moving completely on their own. They're like rising up to meet his hands, sort of in time with how his hands are moving, almost like I'm fucking his fingers, except he actually doesn't have any fingers inside me. And I feel this as yet unfamiliar feeling start to build, and it's happening right now, and I'm getting really close to the edge, and as I'm doing this now, I can still remember, like, with crystal clarity, what it was like the first time I felt this new wave of feelings that were coming from outside of me and from inside of me at the same time. And it was like this, I hate, you know, repeating metaphors over and over again, but it really was like a wave, like this big wave reaching and pulling out of the ocean and rising up and starting to curl over. And I'm like, wow. And I don't even remember what I was thinking. I just remember all thought leaving my head, and it was, and it was just feeling. It was just, it was just my whole brain just went entirely to my clit, and this wave just built and built and built, and my inner thighs start to shake like really fast, and I'm like, oh God, what's happening? And all my stomach muscles tighten, like they go rock hard, and my toes are curled as hard as they can possibly go, and I'm like, I'm just making these soft, gaspy, like gulping sounds, like I'm a fish out of water or something, I stay there for like not long at all. It feels like kind of a while though, the build up, and then I'm thinking like, well, this is still, because you know, having never had an orgasm at this point, you're always wondering. When you feel something new, like, is that it? Did I already have one and I missed it a while ago? And so that thought, you know, pops into my head from now and then, like, was that it? Did I just come? And then something gets more intense and I'm like, oh, no, there's more. And then something breaks, and the wave just crests right to the top, and then it just crashes over me. It just explodes inside of me. Spasms going through my legs, my stomach, up and down my arms, all through my back, my throat, my face, everything's tingling, everything's, it's like those time-lapse videos of flowers opening, except they're all opening really, really fast, all over. Oh my God. And my whole body just is fireworks. And it had the explosive power of a really good sneeze. And it had the deep tissue tingle pleasure stretch feeling of a really good yawn. And when it happens, I leave my body for a minute. And I come back down. And I'm just breathing and breathing. And there's this look on my face like, what just happened? And this boy kind of chuckles and pulls his hand away. He's like, you're all right? And I said, yeah. Oh my God. How did you do that? Oh. And he doesn't answer. He just kind of smiles and chuckles. And for a few minutes, I can't even move. I can barely breathe. I can barely think. I'm just like slowly floating back down to myself. And finally, I take this big sigh and I sort of roll onto my side and I go, God, that was amazing. "Well, what can I do for you?" And he says, "Well, actually, I need about Tree Fitty." And it was then that I noticed that this sweet college freshman boy is actually a 6-foot-tall sea monster from the Paleozoic era. And I leap out of bed, no pants on, and I say, "God damn it, Nessie, I ain't giving you no Tree Fitty." And then we dated for about 8 months. The end.